Ross Creel, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you. So thanks for taking the time to speak to us. Were you surprised by this news of the fact that Israel and the UAE have signed a peace agreement?
Yes. I was as surprised as you were. In fact, I was chatting to a journalist an hour before it was announced. And I said I thought it was going to take years. I thought many things would happen in the interim. Flyover rights, postal connections, telecommunications, diplomatic visits. But full diplomatic ties, I thought that was going to take years. And I think that was the consensus.
So it absolutely incredible. I mean, you've been living there for some time. I don't know how many years you've been in Dubai, but and you're aside from your legal work, you actually are heading up the Jewish community there. What's it like to be a Jew in Dubai?
We love living here, Howard. Why do we? Because the Jews here are such an eclectic mix of global Jewry. We love that. We love being in Dubai. It's an amazing city to live in. And people that live here sort of become attached to it in a very deep way. And we as Jews also have. And it's safe. I say that speaking as a South African, but even our European members feel safer here than they do at home. They feel much safer as Jews in Dubai and Abu Dhabi than they feel in the streets of Paris and Antwerp. So those are the kinds of things that make Jews happy. It's also obviously an amazing commercial hub. We are here as diplomats, business people, diamond dealers, all the kinds of things that Jews do. So for all those reasons, it's a wonderful place. And I think most of us want to be here for a long time. Mm.
So it seems like there are, you know, very good relations between the actual people on the ground, Jews and, you know,
Emirati. So that is so interesting.
Yeah, so it was really just a matter of the government stepping up.
I think
up.
We often see that in the Middle East where people connect on a human level, on a personal level, even if the governments didn't have a good relationship. Would you agree with that? The people of Dubai, what is their reaction if they know that you're a Jew? Do you have to hide the fact that you are Jewish?
Well, the first thing to mention is that anecdotally and statistically, there are very few, if any, acts of anti-Semitism that I'm aware of. And I track it quite closely. It's just not something we experience. And that's partly because that's just not the culture of Dubai and the UAE. There's a kind of social contract here. And the idea of offending somebody, insulting them, especially because of their religion, is just unthinkable. So that's the first point. My personal experience of Emiratis is just wonderful, Howard. I find them to be refined, welcoming, generous, curious. That's my personal experience. I wouldn't want to generalize. I also have a sense that there's pent-up curiosity about Israel, about Israelis, and about Jews. And I think there's been so many years of not being together and not being able to visit Israel and not really knowing much about it that I think they're just fascinated. And the people that I know can't wait to get on that first Emirates plane from Dubai to Ben Gurion and see Israel.
Well, the question is, are you ready for Israeli shoppers?
Ah, that's the question. That's a tough one to answer.
How,
I'm going to be diplomatic.
Yes, I see that. I kind of picked that up. But in terms of the practice of Judaism and you know, synagogues, services, the ability to access kosher products, how is that? How has that been until now?
Well, it developed over time, Howard. I mean, the in the early phases of our community, I call them the Robinson Crusoe time of our community. People were very careful about revealing their Jewish identity, and there were sort of moments when one or two families would huddle together on a Friday night and say, are there any other Jews here? You know, and imagine that they're all alone, you know, like on a desert island. And when I arrived, I'd been coming here since 2008, you asked earlier. But in fact, I arrived with my wife, Ellie, and our children in 2013. There was a small group that had found each other. And I was able, with my dear friend Alex Pettifrond, to organize that group into a minyan and into a viable functioning community. And it took years and years and years. And there were just wonderful moments of fission and excitement and uncertainty in the beginning that it's hard to imagine now. But we actually started davening in my living room. And you'd have 10 guys davening, you know, with wearing tallit, and we'd be in the middle of laning. And somebody would knock on the door, and everybody would scurry into the kitchen and disappear and, you know, quickly take away the chumashim and everything else. And I'd open the door, and it was the gardener just wanting a glass of water, what have you. So, you know, in the early days, it was a real sense of paranoia. And the simple point is that we did not know what the UAE was. We didn't understand the UAE as a concept. And I think it's taken us a long time to really understand and appreciate the depth of the ethos of tolerance here, which is not just something that we enjoy, by the way, but that is widely enjoyed by other religions, Hindus, Christians, Baha'is.
Actually, I just remembered, I was just reminded of an incident, a friend of mine who was in Dubai with his family. They were just there. They were transiting. They had, I think, a day or so, and they were about to go into the city. And they were going, he was wearing a kippah, and he was going through passport control. And the guy got out of the booth in the passport control and called him aside. And he said to him, you know, maybe you want to consider wearing a cap when you're in the city. But what was incredible about that story wasn't the fact that he mentioned that to him, was the fact that he took him away from the family because he didn't want to upset the, his wife and the children who were with him to say something like this to him. And that story has stuck with me because it actually showed an incredible amount of sensitivity. And I wondered if that is reflective of the people of in Dubai or the Emirates.
Look, I mean, I've always, you know what I do, Howard. When I take people to the city, and I'll do it with you when you come and visit.
Good.
I just point things out in the city, and I say to, visitors, Jewish visitors, you know, this is Abraham Avinu. I mean, you know, the houses have water faucets, cooled water on the pavements, so that in the heat of summer, passers by can have cold water to drink. They have a, they have something called a majlis, which is a sort of a, an outdoor living, sort of an outer lounge with doors open and dates and chocolates, and anyone is welcome to go in there and sit and have coffee. You know, there's a real recognition that I think Jews have when they come to Dubai and Abu Dhabi of encountering the ethos of Abraham. I mean, it's an amazing thing, and I feel it very strongly when I'm here. And you pick that up in that encounter. It's such a lovely story, just the sensitivity, the sweetness. And that's what I've encountered over years and years and years.
Is there a sense of concern or trepidation about what is now going to follow for you? Because to some extent, you've constructed a very safe life. You understand how to navigate what it is to live in the Middle East in a predominantly or a Muslim country. Now, once it opens up, I guess to Israelis to be a much more open environment, does that come with some concerns for you?
Such a nice question. It's a little bit like a Meraglim, you know, going into Israel and sort of, you know, deciding that they would rather stay on the other side of the Jordan. You know, it's a fascinating question, and I don't really have an answer. You're right that we have sort of created structures here that we're almost in a certain sense premised on not having this kind of wide open connection to Israel.
Exactly.
And we'll have to rethink them. But it's something that we've always dreamt of, and whatever However our community unfolds, and I think it's going to unfold in a beautiful way, we have to be open to that. And we have to show agility. I mean, the Dubai community mostly has been a kind of diaspora community, with a few Israelis that are here on other passports, et cetera. And so what you say is really true. And it's going to evolve into something that's much more, akin to Jewish communities all over the world. And probably there'll be good and bad that comes with it. But really, I do want to say to a person, the community is overwhelmed, delighted, amazed at the news. And there's no hint of kind of hesitation among any of us.
Absolutely, absolutely incredible. Ross Priel, thank you for taking the time at such short notice to speak to us. Amazing to get an insight into what it is to live in Dubai and what this means for you.